Hi, this is Pastor Chuck Allen, and thanks for joining us for another Sugar Hill Church weekday podcast. It's Friday, and we're into the month of December. So today, let's just have a little fun and jump into the night before Christmas and all through the house. No. So let's jump into chapter 2 of Luke's gospel. And in verse 4, it starts off by saying, "So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and the line of David. And he went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. It was indeed the night before Christmas, and Jesus, who was from the line of David, was to be born in the city of David. He was coming not as a king, but as a savior to shepherd the souls of a very desperately hurting humanity." You see, in God the Father's eyes, his son had always been and always would be Jesus, has been there from the start at creation and will be in eternity. But to mankind, the birth of Jesus was the defining moment in history, his story. Calendars begin and they began the division of time, BC before Christ and AD in the year of our Lord. In a similar way, we define our conversion to Jesus as a new birth into his kingdom. The calendar of our soul is clearly categorized as before Jesus and after Jesus. The night before our new birth, we were lost in our sin, but at the daybreak of our faith, we stepped into the light of forgiveness and were saved from our sins. Indeed, Jesus was born into the world to seek and to save us. He was born so we could be born again. In Luke chapter 19, verse 10, Scripture says, "For the Son of Man came to seek and to save the lost." That's us. Have you made room in preparation for Christmas this year? Have you made room for your Lord Jesus at the inn of your soul? Or is he in the hay barn of your heart? You see, the world's activities are loud, they're busy, and they're demanding. There's Christmas parties, and there's gatherings, and there's things to go see, and lights, and candles, and decorations. Oh my stars, it's just a crazy time. And it's easy to drift under the demands and forget the words of Jesus, where he says, "Follow me." Yeah, well, once the excitement of your newfound faith wears off and the world can wear you down. So be intentional this Christmas as humble shepherds and wise men to search out your Savior. Give him gifts of gratitude and generosity. Like Joseph, be responsible in the care of the mundane. Be compliant to the government. Know the condition of your family. Identify their needs and give them security. Indeed, it's out of your everyday obedience to Jesus' commands that he bursts faith, hope, and love. And of course, when everything has gone, love remains. Your heavenly dad takes care of you. And as you take care of his business, Christmas Eve is a celebration of the Lord Jesus and his entrance on earth and the joy he brings to all who believe. Because Isaiah chapter 12, verse 3 says, "With joy, you will draw water from the wells of salvation." That is the message of Christmas. God bless you. I hope you have a great, great day. I know that this Sunday is going to be an extraordinary Sunday at Sugar Hill Church. We're going to be in a week two of Christmas movies at Sugar Hill Church. Do not miss it. It'll be a great time. We'll have services at 9:30 and, of course, at 11 and then streaming live on Facebook and at live.sugarhill.church. God bless you. Bye now.